Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And again, this news update is brought to you by Louisville Smoke in Port Hope. With signature specials, mouth-watering appetizers, and now featuring pasta nights every Thursday night, now through April. 4711 Kindy Road in Port Hope. Two Tuscola County deputies recently graduated from a special training program. Canine Link and Deputy William Webster completed the patrol utility with explosive detection with the International Police Work Dog Association. The department also reported some additional good news. According to Undersheriff Robert Baxter, Canine Bilo seems to be recovering fine. A month ago, it was reported Bilo has been very ill and had to undergo some extensive and very expensive surgeries. Between the donations that came in to help pay for Bilo's surgery and the road patrol budget, his medical expenses have been covered, Baxter noted. And the cost for insurance coverage is going up just like anything else. The Argyle Township Board of Trustees learned the cost of insurance for the township is going to increase by about 7%. Besides a normal increase, some of the insurance increased because the township purchased a new rescue truck last month. The board approved paying Acrisure's premium of $20,367. The policy will run from November 1 to October 31st, 2026. During the meeting, the board approved three land splits. One split was for John and Carol Szymanski in Section 13 in Township. Approval was given to split 2 acres of land from a 20.08-acre parcel. Also, two land splits were approved for Pam Freiberger. One split in Section 22 was for 2.5 acres, and the other was for 30.94 acres. It was noted the township is working on an energy ordinance, but the issue was tabled. During the public comment section for the meeting, it was reported the siren is not working and the vacant trailer on the west end of town has open doors and it appears to be full of bees. And the Mayville Community School District will ask voters to support a millage renewal during Tuesday, November 4's election. Residents in the Mayville School District will be asked to approve the non-homestead tax of 20 mills for 5 years. If approved, the millage would generate about $1,010,181 for the first year and allow the district to levy the full statutory rate of up to 18 mills on all property except the principal residence and other property that is exempted by law. The two mills will restore millage rate that was lost due to the Headley Amendment to the state constitution. The millage is necessary for the district to receive the state's per pupil foundation allowance, which is the majority of funding for schools. A complete text of the ballot proposal can be obtained at the administrative offices of Mayville Community Schools, 6250 Fulton Street, Mayville. It can also be viewed on the county's website at tuscolacounty.org/elections. When we come back after this Louisville Smoke message, we'll get to our national and international news.
Hey, hon, how many people are coming for the Christmas and Thanksgiving parties?
No clue. I sent the invites out. I'm not looking forward to cooking for them, though.
I know what to do. Hello, Louisville Smoke.
My hero.
When you need food for an event, call 989-428-3056. For on-site parties or off-site events, holiday catering from Louisville Smoke is available now. Louisville Smoke Food and Spirits in Port Hope can bring the flavor to any holiday event. Big or small, they can take care of it all. Holiday season is coming quick. Get your business and family catering parties booked with Louisville Smoke Food and Spirits. Reserve your event on-site for over 150 people or place an order for any size event for off-site parties. The full catering menu is available at www.louisvillesmoke.com. You can customize your menu, or you can also make off-menu suggestions for your event as well. Call Alexa or Mike at 989-428-3056. That's 989-428-3056. There's a reason they've been voted the number one in the Thumb. For any size event, call Louisville Smoke, 989-428-3056.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. A British commentator, Sammy Hamdi, was detained by U.S. immigration authorities during a national speaking tour. Officials revoked his visa and announced plans for deportation. The decision sparked a debate about freedom of speech and travel rights. Supporters of Hamdi are calling for transparency in the process. Homeland Security has not specified the reason for the action. Advocacy groups are monitoring the situation closely. And in our international news, rescue teams are clearing unexploded Israeli bombs from Gaza as residents search for loved ones and belongings. Restrictions on heavy machinery have complicated debris removal efforts. Red Cross and Egyptian teams are authorized to help in sensitive areas. Israeli forces say bomb removal is a security priority, but remains dangerous. International pressure is increasing for a ceasefire. Humanitarian organizations are calling for safe access and rebuilding. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, my name is John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Louisville Smoke in Port Hope, with signature specials, mouth-watering appetizers, and now featuring pasta nights every Thursday night, now through April. 4711 Kindy Road in Port Hope.
Surface high pressure situated over west central Quebec will continue to drift very slowly to the east, but will dominate our weather pattern through Wednesday. Developing low pressure to our east will be bringing some thicker clouds Thursday and eventually some rain Thursday evening into Thursday night. Skies will start to clear Friday. Sunny skies this afternoon, 49 to 53. Easterly winds at 5 to 15. Chance of precipitation, zero. Dry conditions, excellent. 40% humidity, 95% of the possible sunshine. A few clouds tonight, middle to upper 30s. Light east to southeast winds. Chance of precipitation, 10%. Dry conditions, poor. 80% humidity. Partly to mostly sunny, low to mid 50s tomorrow. East to southeast winds at 10 to 15. Chance of rainfall, zero. Dry conditions good, 50% humidity, 90% of the possible sunshine. A few clouds tomorrow night, middle to upper 30s. Partly to mostly sunny on Wednesday, low to mid 50s. Easterly winds at 10 to 15. There's a 10% chance of precipitation. From WLEW Precision Weather Service, this is meteorologist Russ Murley.
Thank you, Russ, for that weather forecast update. Currently, we've got 49 degrees, partly cloudy skies here at studio. Humidity is 55%. Winds are 9 out of the east. And the wind chill's making it feel like a chilly 49 degrees.